is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday, even on Memorial Weekend. We're here live doing the show, no recording going on, but again, in the studio, here to help you with your car, no matter what that is. We want to help you enjoy your car more.
Can I challenge you right at the top?
Well, you already did. Jumped in, Carrie. You stole my glory. Go for it.
No, because you said live. If you're on tape and said live, we wouldn't know.
Well, that is true.
Today is...
We could fib, but we don't do that here.
Today is March 20th. Pardon, March. May 24th, yeah.
Yes, it's a live one.
I'll let you continue.
It's a live one. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. So anyway, taking care of your car. We're going to help you just enjoy your car. And you don't enjoy your car when you're having breakdowns or maybe when you're in the shop and you're in an uncomfortable situation because you don't have a relationship with your mechanic or the shop and you don't know how to talk to them or ask questions or you're afraid to maybe. So that's what we want you. You can ask us the questions. We can give you the guidance to get to the shop and have a good experience. So, and again, whether it's the debate over, you know, how should I change my oil? Or maybe I went to the dealership like my friend last week and you got this estimate for $1,350 for repairs that are 100% unnecessary. I still thought it was funny. They say, oh, well, we don't check the fluids. It just, we don't have a record of them being done, so they must be done.
That was great.
Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. So anyway, we talk about all that stuff, but the way you do it is by calling 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. Memorial Day weekend. Out traveling, we need to be safe, so do that while you're on the road. Hopefully you're paying attention. Hopefully you've got a car in good shape. I've got my buddy Jim in studio here. Good morning, Jim. Jim's been on as mystery guest before, but we're just going to have Jim in today. What's up, Jimmy?
Just enjoying being on the air and helping our listeners get good car repair.
That's right, good car repair. So Jim and I do... Jim's had a repair shop forever in the Valley, but we are on the Better Business Bureau Auto Repair Advisory Committee together. So, you know, what is the Auto Repair Advisory Committee? For Better Business Bureau, that we are the mediator of the complaints that the BBB can't get handled themselves between two parties that have a dispute. And I don't know that we're a mediator. We're just the judge. Right, Jim? I mean,
I believe we are the last stop before it goes to arbitration.
Yeah, before you can go to the arbitration. So what is that? That's a group of, I don't know, there's 12 of us or so. It kind of varies a little bit. Shop owners, a retired shop owner, a body shop owner, tire store chain person. I mean, there's a very good group of people there.
And dealerships represented
dealership
also.
Dealership too, yeah. Correct. We have a gentleman from Courtesy Group.
Correct.
In there. And so we take these complaints and we look at them. We look at what the shop provided, what the customer said, maybe listen to recorded phone calls, documents, and we make a decision on who was wrong. And you might be surprised to learn, and I don't know what the stats are, Jim, do you remember? But I think I'm just going to make something up, but 60% of the time we would find against the shop.
Correct.
Is that right? I mean, that's a pretty close stat. It was definitely more in favor of the consumer than in favor of the shop because, you know, we got accused at times of, oh, it's the good old boys network. You're going to take care of your buddies. Well, I think we're a little bit harder. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think we are.
We definitely are, yes.
We hold everybody, including ourselves, to a higher standard. So part of the reason I bring that up is just to talk about some of the things that we do in the community. A lot of the bumper shops, just people of good shops like mine and others, we are out there and we're not just in this industry and taking from it and fixing cars where we're a part of it. So the bigger question was, how do you complain? I mean, we're going to always... It's inevitable. We have mechanical devices. We have emotions from customers. We have human beings fixing things. So we can have defective parts. We can have somebody left a bolt loose. We can have all kinds of little problems. And when we do, you know, things go wrong, unfortunately, at times. So how do you complain? Do you go get on the Google box and keyboard warrior? That's not going to really help. I understand the emotions of it. Maybe you need to type that thing out for the psychological part of it. But then you got to call the shop. You got to be cool. You got to say, hey, Matt, hey, Jim or manager or whoever, Mr. or Mrs. Service Advisor, here's what happened, and it's still leaking, or it's making this noise, I broke down. Give the shop an opportunity to fix the car for you and work through it, but you have to be reasonable. Two reasonable people, right, Jim?
Keep the emotion out of it. It doesn't matter that just Sally missed her soccer game because the car broke down again. You have to stick with the facts and say, hey, you had an opportunity to take a look at it. Can you please look at it again? Help me out. Help me understand what took place.
Yeah, explain. Help me. I'm confused. That's a great one. I do that a lot of times. Help me. I'm confused. Please explain this to me. But yeah, and then we have to have a chance to fix the car, and you have to be patient with that. And sometimes, I don't know, I'd say, again, making stuff up, but my gut feeling, half the time when we do have an issue, it's usually a miscommunication. Well, now I'm getting into more than two things, so
right.
It can't be half.
Right.
But miscommunications,
poor documentation.
Poor documentation, misunderstanding of expectations in advance. Oh, because a lot of people say, it's funny, maybe you do a head gasket on their car. Oh, they read everything on my engine. No. So you got to really understand what you got. And then sometimes it's the shop fault, and maybe half the time it's not. Maybe there's something additional wrong with the customer's car that wasn't noticeable at the time, or a deeper repair. But I guess the bottom line, what I'm trying to get at, and Carrie, you said it before the show, it all goes back to the relationship. If you've been going to the shop and you have a relationship, you're our family now. You're part of our circle. We need you as customers, and we need your friends. So, you know, you see these people that write these reviews and talk about how horrible the people are. We're not going to be in business in most cases if that's the case. Now, there are some shops that are in business, and they are absolutely wretched and horrible. And you can see they're, you know, they got one-star reviews on every platform you go to. But you've got to just be part of that process and be cool and calm and talk to them. And we're going to want to take care of you. And we want your business back. And, you know, I had one time years ago when I first started, I was accused of, oh, you're ripping me off. And I told the gentleman, I said, no, it's my responsibility to tell you what's wrong with the car. But what good does it do for me to take a bunch of money from you today and get money from you one time? You know, I joked around, but it's true. I don't want all your money today. I want a little bit of your money for the next 15 years. And I want your friends and your neighbors and your family. That's how we build a good, trusting business and do that. So if you do have a problem, talk to the shop. Try to work it out the best you can. But if you can't work it out, then, again, before going to the Google box, go to the Better Business Bureau and have the Better Business Bureau try to help you work it out and get involved with some cooler heads. And then worst case, you can ask, let's take it to the Auto Repair Advisory Committee, and we can help make a determination. And we are fair. We are very fair. So we can talk about anything with your car. We've got some calls in. We've got plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. And it's whatever you want to talk about. This is your show, so you guys are going to decide what the rest of the topic is today. So we're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Looking for an award-winning relationship for your vehicle's service needs? Welcome to Desert Car Care of Chandler. Don't take our word for it. Just ask your neighbors or check out all their testimonials and awards they've won. Their philosophy is simple: on time, certified, convenient, and award-winning automotive service backed by an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on parts and labor. Desert Car Care of Chandler, just south of Chandler on Dobson, providing you the automotive experience you deserve. Check them out at DesertCarCare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
This Memorial Day weekend, make golf part of your plans at Verado Golf Club. From May 23rd to 26th, play the Founders or Victory Course for just $109 plus tax. And get a $25 bounce-back coupon for your next visit. Enjoy quality time outdoors on two of the Valley's best courses. Call 623-388-3008 to book your tee time and mention the Memorial Day special. Verado Golf Club. Great golf. Great views. Great weekend.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurt's, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, if your car hurts, take it to Kurt's.
Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and I've got my buddy Jim in with me, otherwise known as Mystery Guest at times, but Jim is an expert as well and can lend his advice on some cars. Talked a little bit about the Better Business Bureau when we opened up, and if you have a complaint, really just try to work out with the shop. We are doing the very, very best we can to service you and take care of you, and so just when we have something go wrong, give a little bit of grace. You're going to catch, more flies with honey than, or more bees with honey than vinegar or something like that. I don't want to catch flies. I want to stomp on those, but I love the bees. So got to take care of the bees. 602-277-5827 is the number. We're going to get after these phones. We've got them lit up pretty well. We've got Mike. We've got Earl, Bob, Jack, Chris, and we're going to start with Mike. He's the first one. Mike in Phoenix, 96 Suburban. What's going on with that classic?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic.
So I'm coming down from Sholo yesterday morning, and just before Beeline Highway, it just dies. I mean, nothing, no sign. I have the radio on. I don't even realize it until I try to turn. Anyway, I coasted as far as I could and stopped, and then I sat there for a little while, and I tried to start it again, and it started right up. And I drove about another mile, and then it just died again. And from that point on, when I turn the ignition, all I get is one click. And I've got all the accessories are working, windows, radio, everything else works. I ended up having the truck towed back to Phoenix. It's in front of my house now.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the battery, checked it at AutoZone. It's 100% full charge. I got underneath and tapped on the starter motor with the hammer. Nothing. I checked all the wiring because when I was trying to get the battery out, I had to take the lid off of the air filter, and I found what appeared to be a little mouse or rat nest in there.
Oof, okay.
But it seems to be pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like it was a current nest.
Okay.
But I don't know, so that's why I checked all the wiring underneath, on top, everywhere I could look for
sure.
Wires.
Let me ask you something real quick. So we have a stalling problem, and it started the first time, but then the second time you go to start it, and it doesn't even crank now, right? No,
all I get it doesn't even try to turn them on. I just get one click.
Click. Now, I think on that positive battery cable, if I remember right, if I can close my eyes and go back to the 96 Wayback Machine, isn't there two battery cables?
Yes, there's two cables that are go to the positive.
Yeah.
When I took the battery out, mm-hmm. and before I put it back in, I wire brushed the terminals down, cleaned them all up so it's all shiny, brand new metal.
But did you separate the two cables, and there should be like a lead donut in there, a lug. Did you separate the two cables and clean both cables and that little lead adapter plug?
Yes, there's actually like a big rubber housing that goes over the whole thing, and it's a pain in the butt. So I just took the whole rubber housing off, and then I cleaned the cables both sides, wire brushed everything down so it was shiny metal, and I just put it back on without that protective covering.
Okay, well, you've done what I would have done. So I guess the next step now, so we're getting the click down to the starter. So I think there's a purple single wire that goes down to the starter, and when you hit the key, that should be your exciter wire to activate the solenoid. And it sounds like that's working because you're getting that click noise. So,
right, but it doesn't even try to turn or anything.
Yeah.
I also checked the fuses. There's a fuse relay for the ignition. There's also one for the fuel pump. I checked all those fuses, and they're all They're all fine.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. Now, Jimmy, go for it.
Without having a voltmeter and checking, the first thing that I would do is when you have the cables hooked up and you go to go turn the ignition in the on position and get a clink, that you get your click, turn your headlights on or look at your dome lamp. If the dome lamp or the headlights go down to nothing, we've got a connection problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, I have a what problem?
You would have a connection. You'd have a poor connection because your headlights and your dome lights and stuff are typically going to stay bright. And so if you're getting that click, you might have – see, the problem is at the starter, not only do you need voltage, you need amperage. We can get the voltage there over a small hair of wire or something less, but you can't carry the amperage on there. So if you've got a voltmeter, the next test that you've got to do with somebody cranking the car, you've got to get down to the power wire on the starter. You could do a voltage there just to make sure you've got 12 volts, but really the test is you've got to do a voltage drop test. So you're going to take one end of the voltmeter, you're going to go to the positive battery cable, and then you're going to take the other end and you're going to go to the positive battery cable on the starter. And then when you crank the engine or try to crank it, it should be zero. There should be no voltage loss in that wire. You're not checking for ohms. You're checking the voltage drop on the wire. You sound like you're a handy person. You could probably Google how.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Any connection to the starter, why would that cause an engine to fail?
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. You could very well have two problems. We got to get the thing cranking again. So you need to check the ground wire, too. And then after that, at this point, now that the car doesn't crank, we got to get it cranking. And then that could resolve your stalling problem. Boy, it'd be one hell of a coincidence if we got a no start, no crank problem after we have a stalling problem. It could be two different things. It's a possibility, though, that there's one common denominator. So, again, I'd be looking at the ground wire, that other single wire.
You mean the ground wire on the battery?
Yeah, both of them. You've got to have the ground wire on the battery. Down to the chassis or to the frame, and it might halfway down, it might have a section in it where it goes to the frame and then it goes down to the engine block. So you've got to check that. We've got to have good voltages. There's those two wires on the battery. I think one goes straight to the starter. I think the other one might go to the fuse box. So you've got to do that voltage drop test in the fuse box. So you've got a little bit of work to do, a little bit of testing. And, you know, hey, it's road trip weekend, right? We don't go on a road trip without a map. So you're going to get into the wiring diagram. You are into the electrical system. You got to get the wiring diagram out and then start looking at things that are that could be the common denominator. So, Mike, you've got a weekend of work cut out for you if you're going to tackle it. So good luck, and I hope I was able to help you. So Earl and Mesa, I got a Honda Odyssey. What's going on with your Honda, Earl?
Well, Mama went to start it yesterday, and it totally dead. And I'm like, the battery's not that old. So I think she left the light on, bottom line. I tried jumping it, won't jump. Actually, I did jump it. I tried putting my charger on it, it wouldn't start. So I took it to AutoZone, and it had an AGM battery that's less than a year old, and it was totally dead.
Uh-huh.
And is that normal on these AGMs? I was always taught AGMs were pretty good batteries.
No, it's not normal. I mean, you get a defect once in a while. You know, AutoZone, I think, has got a decent battery if you're getting the top-line battery. Now,
I did.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you put the new battery in there again, make sure your terminals are nice and clean. Had the car been sitting for a while, Earl, or what was the circumstances?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she drives a couple times a week.
Uh-huh. Well, what I would do is get that battery put in there and maybe, you know, I think AutoZone will do a charging system test or something for you for free. You just verify to the best of the ability that it's working okay. And maybe go out there tonight. And take a look and see, is there a dome light on? Or, you know, close the garage door. Close the garage door. We have cars towed in sometimes and dead battery. We put the charger on them, and then all of a sudden the dome light is on. Or the kids push the backseat map light and nobody knew about it for 3 days.
Yeah, I did that last night. I just was kind of questioning the AGM battery failing that quick.
It's just a fluke probably. We install a ton of them. They're great batteries, and you shouldn't have... Shouldn't have had a problem. It might just be, you know, you get a defect once in a while. It happens.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem at all. You're welcome. So thanks.
See you, man.
Earl. Oh, you're welcome. Have a good one, Earl. Have a great weekend. And, you know, when you do your battery, if you do some of that stuff, you've got to make sure you've got good connections. Just take your time. Get your tools out. Look at it. Just do it. I mean, Jim, I don't know. Kerry, we got time for another call?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
All right, let's hustle
take
through.
Take a chance, buddy. Oh, you got it.
Bob and Scottsdale, we got two minutes. Guy. We might have to go express here, but if not, we'll pick you up after the break. Bob, what's going on with the Malibu?
Morning. So I change our oil and filters in our cars myself, but when I take it in for the transmission and brake fluid, I like to bring in my own fluid because I use AmsOil fluid. Uh-huh. And there was a shop by my house that would let me put my fluid in. But they got bought out by some big national thing. Yeah. And now they won't let me bring my own fluid. And I'm having a heck of a time finding a place that will let me bring my own transmission and brake fluid. And
yeah,
I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Well, I can tell you a little bit. And I think fluids are less of the big deal. Now, the good news is the fact that the place that was bought out by the chain won't do it anymore, that's okay. You know why? Because you don't want to be going there anyway. The 25 locations or 7 locations or 25 family owned. Well, that's not the case anymore. The 3 biggest guys in town have been bought out by a hedge fund. They're all owned by the same people, and they're just one of 1,100 or 1,500 shops. And you're not a customer there, Bob. You're a number. Now, a longer explanation is it's just not the business model. We work on your car and we have some liability there. We install your brakes, your power steering hose, your water pump, something goes wrong. Now, fluids are a different deal. I would imagine there's a bumper-to-bumper shop in your neighborhood in Scottsdale that would be happy to use your fluid. May not save you any money because you got to remember when we're selling you 15 quarts of transmission fluid, there's a little bit of profit in that. And our model is to sell you parts and labor as part of a service. So if we don't have the parts in there, we could be doing somebody else's car. So that's part of the reason. But fluids really are no big deal. So thanks for the call, Bob. Chris and Jack, we're going to get to you right after the break. We've got open lines at 602-277-5827. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper. Bumper Radio, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at AccurateAutomotive.com today.
On Bumper to Bumper, the car show, our aim is to help keep your car, truck, and SUV on the road. I'm host Matt Allen, and we sometimes ask listeners to describe the problems they have, like Carol from Mesa and the noise she heard from her car.
It's this loud pitch noise. It goes higher pitched and then a little bit lower.
It's not always easy to troubleshoot on the air, but we do our best and have fun while we do it. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR, Arizona's news station.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
KTAR News, now.
KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Ballin Overstoles.
Eyes on Education.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Horn is praising the Mesa Unified School District for reversing a policy that prohibited students from wearing military regalia.
Superintendent Horn first asked the district to change the policy after a Mesa High School student claimed she was not allowed to wear her National Guard stole during graduation, instead being told she could bring it for after the ceremony. The school district has since announced a revision will be made to the policy, with students beginning with the class of 2025 allowed to wear official military regalia during graduation ceremonies. Shira Tanzer, KTAR News.
And the U.S. Department of Justice has dropped its investigation into the Phoenix Police Department over alleged civil rights violations, which that investigation beginning under former President Biden. But Governor Hobbs says the Phoenix Police Department should not stop working to improve.
I know that Phoenix has said they're going to move forward with reforms, and I hope that they find the right balance that allows officers to do their jobs, keeping us safe and uphold people's rights.
Phoenix PD has implemented several reform measures since that DOJ review, including changes to its use of force policy earlier this year. And now time for a check on traffic from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. I am not seeing any incidents throughout the valley, especially on our highways. Though there is a note, if you are heading north on the I-17, maybe trying to beat the heat for the holiday weekend, we are seeing some of that expected slowing, especially near Black Canyon City. You will be stop and go through there, and then maybe a little bit more once you get around Sunset Point. But it looks like once you get past those two areas, you are all clear heading north. Also, just a reminder, AAA reports nearly a million Arizonans are expected to hit the road for this holiday weekend, so it could get busy. And KTAR weather for the valley today, a high of 99, low of 74. Right now, 92 degrees in Surprise. Weather brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Ballin Overstoles in Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Did you know that KTAR News has a YouTube channel? We do. Of course, you can listen to 92.3 FM, the KTAR News app, and KTAR.com. But on our YouTube channel, you can also watch Arizona's Morning News, Mike Broomhead, Chris and Joe, and Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos. Search up KTAR News on YouTube and subscribe.
Old-fashioned service with all the latest in modern technology. It's not a dream. It's what they do at Import Car Specialists. Conveniently located in the Biltmore area, right off the 51 at Indian School. The expert team at Import Car Specialists look forward to solving all of your import service needs. So bring in your classics, that old Triumph, Alfa Romeo, or maybe your new BMW, Mercedes, or Audi. They can take care of all of it for you. Check them out today at importcarspecialists.com.
Towing. You may not need it today, but when you do, you really do. Who do you call? In Arizona, there's one company that stands apart. Professional Towing. Professional Towing has an unwavering dedication to prioritizing customers' needs with transparency, honesty, and integrity. They cover light duty to medium duty and heavy duty transport, guaranteeing top service in all towing categories. Check them out at protowingaz.com or call 480-797-9922 today. Fast, friendly, and reliable. That's Professional Towing.
Hi, I'm Brett, a retired firefighter, paramedic, and an avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust. A fellow firefighter recommended Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, so I gave them a try. I'm not a car guy, but H&I made everything easy. They're transparent, communicate clearly, and stand behind their work. Now, my whole family are raving fans. With full and honest diagnostics and integrity in every visit, you'll see why. Check out their five-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
Bumper to Bumper on Arizona's news station.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. Got to get a little bit of business out of the way. I'm going to get to Jack and Chris right away. But again, Bumper to Bumper Radio here on the weekends, every Saturday at noon. But bumpertobumperradio.com, you're going to find all the website with the old shows and shops that you can call Monday through Friday when you have a question. Maybe you've got one downtown near where you work, in the air park where your office is or near home. Use those resources when I can't help you, and they will be happy to help you with that. One of those shops we talked about, Better Business Bureau with Jim, is Kurt Morgan at Shadow Mountain Auto Care. Kurt and Cindy. Now, they live in my old their shop is in my old neighborhood right there at 32nd Street in Shea, where I'll be going to the 44th annual Memorial Day celebration this whole weekend. So if you're in that 32nd Street in Shea area and you want a guy that's in your neighborhood and you want to talk about an honest, ethical guy, that guy, I mean, there's the epitome of that is Kurt at Shadow Mountain. Kurt and Cindy run a great shop, little place right there by McDonald's. So if you're looking for a good shop, check them out. And I am soliciting phone calls. I am curious, if you are an installer of PPF, paint protection film, or a detailer, I have some questions for you. So maybe you can call in. I'd love to talk to you about that. And then we're going to have some open lines after we clear Jack and Chris at 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. And Jack is going to be up first with this 2005 Highlander. Jack, how are we doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. Thank you. What's up?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack. What's going on with the Highlander?
2005 Highlander. I had tires mounted on the front axle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-wheel drive vehicle, and I have a light on my dashboard that I have a low tire.
Okay.
And I just don't know why that is on.
Okay, well, do you have a low tire? Did you check the pressure?
I checked the pressure 2-3 days in a row since I had the tires installed, and I never had that issue before.
Okay.
I went from a tire shop in Sun City that you used to recommend.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Discount Tire, and whatever they did. It's a 2005 Toyota, so it's a different, it's the old style tire pressure monitoring system.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you know of.
Yeah. And it just says low tire, the lights on. The light doesn't flash or anything like that?
It's a light on a dashboard that I have a low
right.
tire.
Does
it have a flat?
Right.
You know,
I understand that. Does the light flash? Or is it just illuminated?
No, it stays on.
Okay, perfect. So what's happened in there, Jack and everybody else, you've got sensors, one in each tire typically. Some cars use the rolling diameter of the tire to predict not the actual pressure, but just the fact that one is different than the other, because a flat tire is going to roll faster because it's smaller. So that's how the computer can pick some of those up. But in your case, Jack, you've got tire pressure sensors. There's one in each wheel. Those are designed to last 7 or 8 years or so, Jim. That's what they've said. I've been seeing them last longer, but some are shorter, right?
Yes, 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. And so what's very good chance of what's happening, Jack, it may just have a weak battery. You cannot service them. They just need to be replaced. Or what we see sometimes is that the guys that are mounting the tires, they use there's a tire iron that they have to pry over the tire on the machine. And if they place that tire iron on top of that sensor, they can break the sensor. So what I would suggest doing would go back, Discount's a great place to do it, or go back to the shop that installed the tires. Now, I doubt you're at Discount, because Discount always puts the new tires on the rear, typically, right, Jim? I mean, that's, you don't know. You're like, don't ask me, dear deadline. So, but I do know that Discount always recommends putting new tires on the rear because of flat tire and losing control type of thing. But get back to the tire shop. Have them double check that for you. Maybe they broke one, or maybe you just need a couple new sensors. And the time to do those is when you're replacing the tires, obviously. So just save the labor. So hope that helps you, Jack. Just go back and see them. Well, Jack's not mad, though. We already talked about effective complaining. Go back, just say, hey, guys, here's what's going on. What do we need to do to get this handled? And I'm sure they'll take care of you. So Chris in Mesa, 1998 Nissan Altima. Chris, how are you doing with your Nissan today?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, I can hardly hear you. Wait a minute. Okay. I just want to tell you I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you. And what's going on with your car? Can we help you with something with the car?
I had two heart attacks, so it's been sitting in my garage for almost 2 years now, and it has to go to an inspection in August.
Okay.
Okay? When it sat, I had brand new fuel in it. I had new oil in it.
Uh-huh.
And I just got a new battery, but I'm afraid to start it because I know gas can go weird. I was using stable, and I put some STP in it, but that's been a while now, so I'm sure that's no good anymore in there either. Yeah. So can you tell me what needs to be done?
Yeah, how much gas is in that tank, Chris?
The tank, you mean?
Yeah, is it full, half tank, three quarters?
Oh, it's full. It's full.
Fill to the brim. Okay.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
No, I got you.
Every time I used it, I used to top it off, you know, because I know it would sit sometime. It only has 35,000 original miles on it.
Okay. Well, here's what I'd like you to do. So you've got a new battery. It's ready to start, but you're just a little apprehensive about starting it, right? That's where we are today.
Yeah, because I heard the gas can shellac and ruin everything if you.
Yeah, it's in there. So it is what it is at this point, Pat. And I'm not actually terribly concerned about it. Are you, Jim?
No.
No,
I'm not concerned about it at all. I have classic cars that have older gas in it.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, Chris, you're just going to go out there. You're going to cycle the key a couple times, turn the key on, let all the dash lights come on for 2 or 3 seconds, turn the key off, do that again. Once or twice, and then
to get the fuel pump going.
Yeah, prime the pump, and then just start it.
Really?
Yeah, just start it up. Don't touch the gas. Just let it idle. Just start it up and let it do its thing. It's probably going to jump up on an 1,800 RPM idle. It'll be a little bit elevated for a minute, but don't worry about it. Just let the car run for a minute or two and just sit there. I don't care if the AC's on or off. It doesn't matter. Just let it run. And, you know, while it's running, just walk around it, look and see if something sounds funny or if there's anything dripping on the ground. You know, I like to go back to the Floops commercial, the toucan, follow your nose. Something smells funny or see something dripping on the ground, it may be a sign to stop. But just let it run for a couple minutes while you're walking around the outside. And if it has a temperature gauge, you might just watch the gauge. Just sit there and let the car run, maybe preferably with the AC off. And then once you hear the cooling fans kick on, the radiator fans, we know the car's got hot, it's heated up, and it's cycled, you know, it's cycled the coolant probably, and we know the fans are working. So then at that point, you could shut it off and just look and see if there's anything dripping. If not, just pump the brakes a couple times, right, Jim? And then just go drive it around the block.
Yeah, blow the cobwebs out of it.
Yeah, just take it for a drive. Yeah, no
so you
big.
You don't think the gas went bad sitting like that?
Well, it's not the best gas. I'm not putting it, you know, in my brand new car by any means, but it's not going to hurt the car either. So, and then,
really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to drop the fuel tank and all that.
No. I mean, some shop that's not so honest might do that for you. But just start it up. And if it runs and starts, great. Just let it, and then go drive it and burn a half tank of gas out of it and then go throw some premium fuel on top of it. And I never recommend premium fuel just for the sake of using premium fuel. But your fuel has lost a little bit of its octane over the months. And so, you know, you put a little bit more, the higher octane in, you're going to average out somewhere in there. And then burn through that tank of gas and then you're going to be fine. And then what I would do, since it has been sitting, again, after you drive it, look for leaks, anything dripping on the ground, and then get on bumpertobumperradio.com and look over in Mesa. You're going to find H&I Automotive. You're going to find Mesa Auto Works. You're going to find Accurate Automotive. Lots of places in Mesa that can help you with that. And give them a call. Tell them you talked to me and what you've done so far, and now you need to get it in. Have them do a look over on it. Make sure you get your tire pressure set, your fluids. They may or may not recommend an oil change. They might just say, hey, I'm going to drive it for 1,000 miles, and then let's come change your oil. So that's what I would do. So good luck with that, Chris, Valerie, and Chad. And we've got room for a couple more probably at 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Many years ago, I needed to take my car into a shop for service.
As a single female, I was very insecure in my ability to speak car. So I wore a fake wedding ring. I told the shop that I needed to discuss repairs with my husband and that he wanted the old parts. I spent over $1,200 that day, and I drove away feeling relieved. Months later, after I met my future husband, he found the old parts still in my trunk. I told him my story, and he told me the parts in my trunk did not fit my car. You can imagine how I felt. Hi, I'm Rayanne Hayward. Glenn and I own Goodworks Auto Repair. I insisted on working with him because I never want another person to feel the way I did that day so long ago. If you want to feel confident about your car's service or repair, go to GoodworksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
Experience. Over 47 years worth, to be exact. Campus Body Salon has been taking the stress out of collision repair since 1973. From Mercedes to Ford and from BMW to Toyota, we do it all. Hi, this is Leo Petrozella. I invite you to check out why so many of our friends and neighbors depend on us for honest, reliable, and expert collision repair. Check out our customer reviews and testimonials at Google, CarWise.com, and CampusBodySalon.com. Campus Body Salon, the best care in collision repair.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Well, that was a quick commercial. I got caught sitting here on the plane on my phone. So 602-277-5827. If you want to get in on the action, we can probably make some room for it. Not probably. We will make some room. But I also want to remind you, for whatever reason, you do call in, you get hung up, and we don't get to you on the air, I always stick around, try to answer everybody's questions. So if you're out there, don't hang up if we don't get to you, because I want to help you. So we've got Valerie. We've got Chad up. Hey, real quick, I wanted to mention One AZ Credit Union. I talked about them a couple weeks ago. Getting a new car. I haven't bought a new car in a long time. I haven't borrowed money in a long time. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to call them. I was looking for the best interest rate. Quick Google search, bam, they were quick and easy, and they definitely had the lowest rate. Telephone call. It took me longer to call Experian to get my credit report unlocked so they could run my credit. Boom, approval like that. Week later, a few documents, had to go open another account and put $5 in a checking account or something to become a, quote, member. I've never dealt with a credit union before. Thought you had to have this special credential or that. Nope. Credit unions are for everybody. So I joined and did everything basically by DocuSign, went in the branch, made a couple deposits, and voila, they handed me a check, and off I went to the dealership. No problem at all. So if you're looking to buy a new car, check out One AZ Credit Union. The other thing that they do that I noticed, and I did talk to them about, they do cash out auto refinancing. I always say the best used car to buy is your own car. So maybe your face, maybe you've got a car that's a $20,000 or $30,000 car, and you need an $8,000 or $10,000 repair. Now, your head might pop. That's not that uncommon sometimes. You have a, you know, a European car, you blow a head gasket, or you have a major cooling system failure and some suspension work and brakes and tires, and the car's got 80,000 miles on it. That adds up pretty quick. The process is just as easy. You can do a cash-out refinance. You're not putting it on your overpriced credit card, and you can get really low interest rate. Get the car fixed. You're not buying it. I understand it. People go buy a new car because you don't have to come up with a lot of money. You can just flip it right in and keep that payment going. Well, you can do that with the credit. You've got the car paid for. Buy your own car. You love your car. You've taken care of your car. It just needs some maintenance and some repair. So that's an option for you. So check them out if you're in the market for something like that. So
what's the name again?
One AZ Credit Union. I went to the branch in Kierland. They've got them downtown. But you look on the map, they're all over the valley, Tucson, everywhere in Arizona. So they are definitely going to help you. They're going to be my go-to banking for sure. So let's get on with business here. Valerie and Mesa, we've got another Nissan, but this one's a Sentra. Valerie, what's going on today?
The car runs fine, and I don't have the internet, so I couldn't find this answer there. But last week, you talked about getting your car thoroughly checked out, top to bottom. You yep. said they'll check out every single thing, and you said it was between, sometimes it's between $100 and $150 for, to prepare it for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get the name. I think it started with an M. Do you, could you recommend that again to somebody honest to take it to go through it thoroughly?
Yeah, well, you'll have to check. You're in Mesa, and I don't get to Mesa much, but there's Mesa Auto Works in North Mesa, kind of off the okay. 202. And then you've got H&I Automotive that has Mesa, Gilbert, Queen Creek. So that's H&I Automotive.
Okay.
And then you've got Accurate Automotive, mostly in Mesa. What part of Mesa are you in?
Country Club in Maine, right in the center.
Country Club
in
Maine. Accurate Automotive, I think, is Robeson in Maine. Carrie's shaking his head, yes. And that's Lee and Kelly Weatherby. So, yeah, you want to go to them, and that is a good idea, especially coming into the summer if you don't drive your car a lot or one's been sitting. And I try to get away from talking prices, but you're typically going to spend, you know, like you said, $100, $150 maybe for the comprehensive inspection. That should be no problem at all in your Sentra. You know, you've got a higher-end car that needs the shields and all kind of panels removed, and it's like transformers or something. To get to them, you're going to spend a little bit of money. But, Valerie, that's a great idea to do that. And uh-huh. you were going to say something. I'm sorry. I think I cut you off.
I was just going to say, and also the last time I called, which was about half a year ago, I said that my car was, I'd come to a stop and it would just die. Mm-hmm. I'd come to a stop and it would just die. And you said perhaps I didn't drive it fast enough or enough because I'm just
right?
a town driver and it's only at 50-some miles on it, 50,000 on
wow.
in 11 years. So I tried that. You said go fast, gun it, and clean it out. And that anyway, you said to tell you what happened. That was the perfect answer.
Yeah.
It's fine now.
We used to call that the Italian tune-up, right? Something
oh, okay.
like that. You know, give it some, you know,
yes.
Hey, it's Indy 500 weekend. This is a big race weekend. So my analogy is stomp on it like you're leaving pit road. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yep. And that's great. It just gets that thing breathing. These cars want to run. You know, you can carry.
Yeah.
Valerie, don't be amazed. I'm amazed by the car guy almost every week with the answers he has. So I'm right there with you, pal. Good job.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to.
Well, anyway, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Valerie. Thanks for calling, and I'm glad that helped. And sometimes it's just the easiest fix. That's the magic on the diesel sometimes. You just, you know.
Blow the cobwebs off.
Yeah, go blow the cobwebs out of it. My dad says make it run like a cat or something like that. Just let it go. Let the thing breathe and fire up. And what Valerie's doing, too, the car doesn't get driven a lot. And I always talk about these inspections. You know, you're going to go in, and they do this cursory inspection. And I laugh. Have you ever look up cursory in the dictionary? I don't want a cursory inspection. Cursory is something of little or no value. I don't want that. I want something of value. But I also don't want a guy that's not going to get paid to work on my car. Because if there's nothing wrong with it, how's he going to get paid? Well, Valerie's going to need something if I want to get paid, if she's not paying me to inspect her car. So that's great. Then Valerie, then the next thing they should do, and I joke about this with myself, I say, we just have to know. Just like every day when I step on the scale, I got to know. I may not like the number, but I'm going to make the decision whether or not I'm going to have a cheeseburger or a salad. And so the same thing with your car, Valerie. Make sure, I don't like the shops that hold back. Tell me my baby's ugly. Tell me that what I don't want to hear. You know, tell me everything that's wrong with my car, and then the key is prioritizing it for you. This is important, Valerie. This is not important. That's like mouthwash. If you want to do it, great. If not, it's not going to hurt anything to not do it. This is what we can predict coming up. And let them lay that out for you. That's what your shop should be doing. And if your shop's not doing that, you need to go to Bumper Radio and find one. And if you're going to a Bumper to Bumper Radio shop and they're not doing that, let me know, because I'm going to pick a bone with them. They need to be clear as to what they're recommending, why, and what your time frames are. Not like this business at the Honda dealership where they just, we don't have any record of it. I mean, the car's never been here before, but you need $1,300 of the stuff that you don't need, so can you take that?
We don't check the fluids.
Yeah,
I
we don't check
one.
And you
oh
just need them. Yeah, so Chad in Maricopa, we got a Ford F-150. What's going on, Chad?
Yeah, I So I bought a truck out of town, out of state in Indiana, and it's still back in that part. But the check engine light was on, and I took it and it said bad catalytic converter. So I called back up the dealership. It's a Ford dealership, and they agreed to fix it. And they had it for 3 weeks. I get it back. I drive it about an hour. The check engine light comes back on. Same problem. I take it back to them again. They have it for almost a month. They said they fixed it again, and I drive about an hour and a half down the road, and same thing, it's catalytic converters, and so at this point, they've had it like almost 2 months out of 3 months I've had the truck, and I asked them, I go, hey, will you guys just take the truck back? And they said, no, but we'll give you the what you owe, you know, what you paid for it. And I'm just wondering, I know it's in a different state, but is there any other recourse where I can force them just to take it back?
I highly doubt it. I mean, that's one of those, you know, the time frame has elapsed too much probably. I think in Arizona it's like 15 days or 100 or 500 miles if it's something that substantially affects.
Well, they had it for so long, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I said, I only had it about a month out of 3 months.
Did you finance it?
You know, yes.
Did you use their financing or yours?
I went through theirs, but it was an outside bank. It wasn't Ford Motor Credit, but it was an outside bank.
Well, you might. What I would do, you got to check the laws in Indiana. Hey, ChatGTP or AI can probably help you with that pretty quick. So I would do that first. I would then talk to maybe the bank, since it came from them and they might have some leverage with them. I would talk to them and see if there's any. And I put you on hold, Chad, because the back. Background noise there, but I would talk to the bank to see if they've got any teeth, so to speak, and they can influence the dealership a little bit. But I have a feeling it just the elapse of time may be too much, unfortunately. You know, that really just kind of gripes, you know, chaps my hide with stuff like that. I mean, I guess I get it one time, but a second time. You know, how many miles did they drive the car? That's what I would tell them. Before I come to pick this up, please go right now and take a picture of my odometer. And then have one of your mechanics drive it. Have the general manager, the sales manager. Somebody needs to drive this car for a week and make sure that all the readiness monitors are complete and this car can pass an emissions test. And then I'll come pick it up. So, Chad, it sucks to be in that situation, but I hope you can hopefully you can get it worked out and then start enjoying your new truck. So thanks for joining us, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend. Carrie's playing my music for me for my new car.
For the new car, exactly,
it's
buddy.
It's hard to drive 55 in that one. But, again, enjoy the weekend. Remember why we're here. Thank our troops and the people that do the job that they do overseas and all around the world to keep us safe so we can do what we do on the weekends and have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy.